You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday to you. All this week, we have been talking about faith that endures. So we answered some challenging life questions. Number one was, are you weary from life's battles? Number two, has your faith grown weak from life's disappointments? And number three, do you need fresh strength to trust God again? So please go back to the program archives here on the WMIE 91.5 website. When you locate the program, Make Your Day Count, and click on it, you'll be able to access all the archived programs. And then you can take that link and you could share it via text message or email to anyone who has an internet connection. And they'll be able to listen to the program on demand at any time. So if you happen to miss it when it's broadcasted at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on 91.5 and 5 p.m. on 99.9, you can access it at any time during the day. There's even a feature on the website where you can subscribe to the program, and every time it airs each day, you will receive a link to your email, so you don't have to go and search it out. It's going to search you out.
Yeah.
It's going to find you and come to your email, and then you can share it with others. We do want to invite you to Live in Word Church. Each month, we pastor does a theme that he teaches, a prophetic word that all combines for the year's mandate. So our mandate for 2026 is to release the old and embrace the new. And specifically for the month of August, our topic is building the next generation church. Building the next generation church. So we're not a church that is looking to fade away and retire. We are building a next generation church, which means we all already have the assurance. We know if we transition today, if we leave this earth today, we're going to heaven. Heaven is our home.
Yeah.
But now what about the next generation that's coming? You know, and the next generation is not necessarily, sometimes we think children so far away. No, the next generation is just the age group below where we are.
Yeah.
So we really, really, really have an emphasis in putting a reach for young adults between the ages of 18 and 35. And when you come to Living Word Church, you will see all ages worshiping together. On Sunday mornings, there's children 3 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, worshiping and dancing together at the altar, you know, adults as well. And then in the sanctuary all together, we have every age. I think the oldest person in our church right now is 90 years old. So we have every age group together for praise and worship. And then the children go to children's church. We do have a dynamic children's church where they learn the Word of God. Our children are equipped with the Word of God. They're not just back there being babysat. They are learning the Word of God at their level as the adults then remain and the young adults remain and then the youth remain in the sanctuary and get the Word in a real life practical way, that we understand and we're able to go out and do it. Because a lot of times there's a disconnect. We hear a word, but we don't see our path to be able to do it. Not so at Living Word Church. The word is alive.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that it is sharp. It is powerful. It is living.
Yes.
It brings forth change. So we're not just reading a history book. We're reading a life, alive book that enters into each and every day. It enters into our reality, regardless of where we find ourselves on the road of life. So we do want to encourage you, invite you out. We do a lot of outreach. So if you're looking for a place to be actively engaged, Living Word Church is the place for you and your family. We are a multi-generational church.
Yeah.
So it's not just one specific group of people. We are a multi-generational, we're intergenerational and multicultural church. And you'll see the evidence when you walk through the door.
Yeah, and I want to just stay with that. Multi-generational church. Children, youth, young adults, family, seniors, all worshiping together, learning together, and what? Serving together. And that's what make Living Word Church unique. It is unique because we are biblically grounded. Don't forget this now. We are biblically grounded. God's word is taught clearly. God's word is what? Taught clearly. Every time we get into that pulpit or stand up before a congregation, we make sure that God's word is taught clearly. And apply, and apply when? When we go to heaven? No. Apply to everyday life. And apply to everyday life. That's why I think, guys, Living Word Church is so unique. Because that's it. When the Word of God is taught clearly, that you can see how it works and apply it to your daily life. Go out and apply what we just teach.
And Pastor doesn't just teach what's on his mind and what he thinks. He backs everything up with scripture.
Yeah.
You know, everything he teaches, and there he goes. He gets a verse and he tells it like it is, how it is in the Bible. And you'd be surprised how many things in the Bible that I didn't even know were there because he'd preach it. And I'd say, wow, look at that. And he gave even me a new understanding of how things are.
That's exactly right. We don't water it down by culture. So this is the culture now. So we watered on the Word of God. No way. At Living Word, we are Christ-centered.
Amen.
We know that. We stand for that. We go to die with that. We are Christ-centered. Jesus is the focus of every sermon, every teaching at Living Word. Jesus Christ is the focus of it. And we show that he's the same Jesus yesterday. He's the same Jesus today. He is the miracle working Jesus yesterday. He is the miracle working Jesus right now in the lives of everyone, in the life of seniors, in the lives of the young adults, in the life of the youth, in the life of the children. That's what makes Living Word unique.
And biblically sound.
That's right. Biblically sound.
Amen.
And we're glad we announced that. We can go tell it on the mountain.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation.
Yes.
Though we speak in this manner." So, you know, sometimes we just say, okay, I just got to get saved. If I could just get saved, then I have the assurance. I know that I'm going to heaven. Well, what about all the things that accompany salvation? What about all the part of life that we're still going to be in the earth from the day that we give our heart to Christ till the day that we translate from this world into the next world, into the kingdom of heaven? What about all that time? We have to learn how to live, how to function, and not just be in survival mode, waiting for the day. Oh, when I get to heaven. Yeah. When I get to heaven. Well, we're mandated by the Lord to bring heaven to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Who said that? Jesus. What did he say in response to? The disciples said, show us how to pray.
Yeah.
So he said, no, you got to pray the kingdom come. How does the kingdom come? The kingdom comes through us. So when we gather together, we are learning how to do life together, to bring forth the kingdom of God here in the earth. Verse 10, because this passage of scriptures here goes good with our questions this week. Verse 10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So it's reminding us, God is not unjust. He does not forget your work. He does not forget your labor of love. He does not forget how you represented his name in the earth and you ministered to one another. And you're continuing. It says that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Sometimes we only talk about what we did in the past and we're not doing anything new right now. So it's time to wake up from that funk and move forward into the more that God has called us to do. A lot of times we have a level of success and we find a level of stability and then we stop thriving. We stop seeking.
Yes.
We stop doing things by faith. We say that we're in faith, but all we're doing is operating in the reality of what our past faith produced.
Yes.
Now think about that. We say, oh, I have faith. I'm in faith. But what are you believing for that you don't see yet?
Yes.
Or are you just functioning in what your previous faith has produced? Or are you in faith now for what is next? So he said, you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Verse 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
Yes.
So if you could hear this broadcast right now, it is not your end.
Yes.
If it was your end, you would not be
You will not be hearing it. I love that, Pastor Dan. Pastor Dan, I really love that.
And verse 12 tells us that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So that was all Hebrews chapter 6, and we began in verse 9 through 15. So those are just some key scriptures to go back over, to meditate on when you are feeling weary from life's battles, when you are feeling weak from disappointment and you need a fresh strength to trust God again. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat